It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. A vote on an expansion of Medicaid is expected to happen soon in the state Senate. The legislation would extend health insurance to hundreds of thousands of low-income Michiganders through the Federal Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. Joining us now is Charles Ballard, an economist at Michigan State University. Charlie, welcome back.
Thanks. Glad to be with you.
You know, let's talk dollars and cents. Explain how this expansion would be paid for.
For the first 3 years, the expansion would be paid for completely by the federal government. Then after that, it would be 90% by the federal government. So this would, in the short term, have no effect on Michigan taxpayers in terms of what they pay to the state of Michigan. And in the long term, relatively small. This is overwhelmingly a federally financed program.
Republicans in the Senate expressed concern over Michigan taxpayers having to foot the bill for this expansion eventually. And one of the changes they added in the bill is language to prevent that from happening. But is there any real risk of this ever becoming a burden for the state long term?
Well, you know, I've heard different stories in that way. You would get a very different situation if Congress were to repeal the Affordable Care Act, and the House of Representatives has voted to repeal it 40 times. But it certainly won't be repealed by the Senate. President Obama wouldn't sign a repeal. So I think it is the law of the land, and I think it's likely to go forward. There will be bumps along the way, but I think that the concerns that Michigan taxpayers would be ultimately forced to carry a huge burden are misplaced.
If the Medicaid expansion is passed, what kind of economic impact could that have on the state?
Well, certainly one of the biggest impacts is that it would be good news for the several hundred thousand people who are currently not covered through insurance and therefore don't have full access to our healthcare system. They would be able to get care in a regular way. They'd be able to go to a doctor. What we have now for the uninsured is they don't get regular access, but that means that if they get really sick, they show up at the emergency room. We do treat them at the emergency room, but that's an extraordinarily inefficient way to provide health care. So it's a good thing for the people who will get care, and then it will mean that we won't have to do so much of what economists call cost shifting. Right now, if that person shows up at the emergency room, that's uncompensated care, but somebody has to pay for that. And so what we end up having is the hospitals and doctors end up charging more to other people. So everybody is paying for that inefficient care in an indirect way. That will be greatly improved.
Some of the business community has come forward in support of an expansion of Medicaid. Where do they see the benefit?
Well, the small business folks are strongly in favor because if this doesn't go through, then much of the obligation for providing insurance for this population of this sort of the working poor would fall on the shoulders of the businesses. Because if your employees don't have health insurance from some source, the businesses either have to provide the insurance. Many businesses, of course, do already provide insurance for their employees, but a lot of small businesses do not. And they would either have to provide insurance or pay penalties, and the amounts there would involve tens of millions of dollars.
There are two alternative plans that could also come up for a vote, and neither includes an expansion of Medicaid. Would either of these plans have a positive economic impact for the state?
I think going ahead with the A plan, the number one plan, is really the way to go. I've heard the advocates of other plans saying that we need to do this through the private sector. And as an economist, I preach to my students about how private markets can do an extraordinarily good job of allocating economic resources. But healthcare and health insurance is a sector of the economy where the conditions for private markets working well those conditions are violated about as much in healthcare and health insurance as in any other part of our lives. And we won't get to universal health insurance without substantial government involvement.
Charles Ballard is an economist at Michigan State University. Charles, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Jan.